Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat.
Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here again with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
Now, today we are talking about our capability. And you gave the Heartbeat this week and you spoke about the parable of the talents and how God gives us one talent, maybe three talents, five talents, and that with that, God wants us to develop it, to increase what we have and to use it.
Yep, he doesn't want them to be buried under the soil, but it doesn't matter if you got 1, 3, 5, 10, 20, whatever God gives us, but he wants us to use what he has given us.
And what you were saying during your Heartbeat was that he wants us to use it. One, to discover almost what it is, because we've talked earlier in the year about discovering our gifts and then also our spiritual gifts. So he wants us to use it, but then he wants us to develop it. And but while doing that, I think developing it then can increase it because we learn to use it. Yeah.
Yes. I mean, if anyone's ever done any leadership training on how you can get better in different areas of your life, and it, you know, it can be just practical human areas of where you work or something, if you classify yourself as a 2 or 3, or you classify yourself as a 7 or 8 in that capability, the 7 and 8 can always get to a 9 and a 10. Maybe the 2 or 3 can't get to a 9 or 10, but it could get to a 4 or 5 in the scale of 1 to 10. So we need to seek, develop, work at the capabilities of what we have.
Things that stood out to me as you were sharing was first the challenge question of when like the servants come back, or the master comes back and says to his servants, what did you do with what I gave you? That to me is a challenging question to think, if I apply it to my own life, if God was asking me that question, Emma, what did you do with what I gave you? And so there's a few things. One, that thought of, oh my gosh, yes, what did I do with what you gave me? But then when I take away the panic and I think about the next thing I think about, well, what did God give me? So thinking through like all those things that you have in your life, and we're not just talking about, I suppose, your actual, well, we are talking about your gifts. But I also think about, God, what did you give me? God, you gave me a daughter. So therefore, I need to be a good mother. I need to develop the skills of motherhood. I need to care for Hannah. Yep. So like those types of things that he gave me, it's not just the skills that I have to be a good administrator.
No.
Those things too. It but it's be. Also the actual physical things. What did he give me a house to steward? Do I care for it? Do I look after my garden?
He could have given you a gift of kindness. Did I develop that kindness? Did I use it for the goodness of others, let alone the goodness of yourself, you know? Yeah, any attribute, anything that God has given you, yes. Have you used it well? Are you working with it? Are you developing it?
Well, so, yeah, the challenge of what did you do with what I gave you, to me that's very challenging. The next thing that stood out to me that I probably haven't thought about before with the parable is where you said, Jesus didn't compare the person who got one talent with the person who got five.
Nope.
He's like, it's like his eyes were just fixed on you, the individual. What did you do with what I gave you?
Yep.
Not what did you do compared to Sally, or you do compared to so-and-so. What did you do? And I thought that was interesting because I'd never thought about that before, because I think so often we compare ourselves to others.
Because humanity falls into living in the world and the way man compares, and the kingdom of this world is different to God's kingdom. He doesn't compare anybody. He might state this person has got this and this person has got this, but he's not comparing the two against each other because they're not against each other. He's for all of us. He loves each of us. And so, therefore, he actually does. His eyes are fixated just on you when he's looking at you.
That makes me think then more so because I think in the world we tend to compare a bit more. If I think about myself, so instead of me comparing myself to others, what if instead I ask myself the question, what did God give me and am I using it? And then therefore, am I able to help build up the gifts and talents of what someone else has because God gave that to them? So there's no comparison. It's more a coming together. Yep. I'm using my gifts to the best that God's given me and someone else alongside me is using theirs.
But it's also learning off others that have a similar gift. How did they develop theirs?
Yeah.
How did they work with this? How and it's your strengths and your weaknesses. How did I can develop my strength more, but I also can make my weakness a little bit less. You know, always with God and the capability that he gives us way above what we could do.
Which we were talking earlier, like as a mother, if I see another mum who I go, wow, she like disciplines her children so well, so therefore I can go and learn off that. Yep. How could I do that for my children? Or what skills does she have that I could improve on? Yep. Or like we're talking about administration or kindness. Oh, that person's so kind and I lack this, you know, what could I do? So, yeah, I found that really interesting about don't compare, or Jesus doesn't compare ourselves to each other. The next thing you talked about was the harvest that God brings. So it might be 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. Everyone's different. But it's we do what we can with what God's given us and then we leave the harvest to God, really. Like he will bear that fruit.
He brings the growth.
He brings
the growth. Yeah. We still need to fertilize and water and feed it and everything else. He's the one who brings how much fruit we're going to have.
But that makes me think of that faithfulness. If we're faithful with what he gives us, that's when he says to us, well done, good and faithful servant. Yes. But we can't choose whether it's 30-fold or 60-fold or what comes from it. He just wants our faithfulness.
Well, he also then in future scriptures, he talks about, I'm the vine, you are the branches. I need to prune you. Now, in pruning, it means we need to surrender our lives to him. So when he prunes us, we actually get more fruit. But that how much we get of fruit is all up to God.
If we want to look at the other side of, I suppose, the coin, what are the ramifications if we don't use what God's given us? That one talent, that person who goes, oh God, I just thought I'd bury it or just keep it. Or it makes me think I will be disappointed that I didn't do everything that I could with what I was given.
Yeah, and God will be disappointed. But we will be way more disappointed realizing, wow, if only I'd known, I could have done this.
But why do you think sometimes we don't use what we're given?
Because, again, we're trying to look at, in worldly standards, thinking, oh, but, you know, God will be disappointed in me because I haven't made this one into 20. I can only do one to one, maybe. Oh, he's going to be so disappointed. So why don't I just, you know, hide it and then at least I've got that one left. What if I lose that whole one? Then it's also like we're comparing ourselves. It's sometimes though we maybe don't have a good family life situation with a father that loves us, and so we compare God our Father to our human father and think God our Father is harsh and mean and he just is judging all the time. And we put that perception on God when he's not like that. Yes, he does judge, but his mercy and compassion outweighs any judgment if we call upon his mercy, call upon, you know, him. And so we then, as it did in this parable, the person with one thought, I better hide it because the master is mean. When is the master mean? The master might go, hey, you didn't do this well, but there is, you know, the rules of the kingdom, just like there's rules of the kingdom of the earth that we live in. And so I think it's the perception of not knowing our loving Father.
But when we come to know him,
we fall upon his love, his compassion, his mercy.
His goodness.
Yes, definitely.
So I think then the weekly challenge this week is to think about what are we doing with what God has given us. And almost before we can answer that question is to ask, so what has God given us?
Yes.
So think about all of those things. And it's more than just a skill set that maybe we can use in our work every day. It is the actual, what are the blessings that we have in front of us that we wake up to every day that God would want us to use and increase, like having a home, having a car, caring for it. Like these are this, I just feel like it's more encompassing than just, you know, those
skills. And then it's looking at skills, say, but also going, oh, I didn't realize, but I'm such a good listener. I care about people. I see things that other people don't see. That is all ability God's given us.
Developing that caring and that listening, like all of those things. So, so what are you doing with what God has given you? A challenge for all of us this week. So we hope that that chat has blessed you this week, and we look forward to chatting with you all again next week. Bye.
Bye, everybody.